Hey guys, welcome back to the Rusty Trombone Fake Football Cast. This is your host, TJ Hernandez. This week I have owners Juan Velasquez and Sunny Singh, owner of Lions, Bengals, and Bears, oh my. And what's Juan's team name?
Want to
see my Danny Woodhead, of course. How could I forget? How you guys been? It's been a while.
Good.
Yeah, I'm good.
I know.
Good.
Sorry.
Yeah, I like Christmas music over there.
sorry for the hiatus. I think as everyone in the league knows, I've been writing for thefantasybums.com. So when I haven't been at work, I've just been banging out articles as much as possible. They got me putting out 4 a week right now, so it's been fun. So hopefully you guys have been checking those out.
Nice.
Yeah, articles have been great.
Been retweeting.
Oh, nice. I appreciate
Twitter,
it. Thanks.
So.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a good following. I think the reader base before they brought me on is like upwards of 15,000 viewers, just because they also do so a lot of basketball. The owner, Dave Loughran, Loffy D333 on Twitter, he does a lot of basketball stuff too. So he's editor-in-chief of 2 websites, so he has a lot of following, so it's cool to get some eyes on my stuff. But besides my own, let's get into the important stuff, the rustiest trombone league. Our trade deadline just passed, and we had three big deals go down. We'll just jump into each trade, get your guys' thoughts on them. We'll start with my trade that I did with Sam, owner of Deep Post Route. Anyone that I was texting about trades knew that I was more or less looking to upgrade at quarterback. I was trying to pull off a trade for Drew Brees with, I think that was you, right, Juan? You have Drew Brees on your team?
Yeah,
but there wasn't much there. Marcus didn't even answer me when I asked about Peyton Manning. And but Aaron Rodgers, the guy, is really targeting. I mean, he has a broken collarbone, but he's supposed to be coming back week 13 or 14 just in time for the fantasy playoffs. And I basically traded my whole bench for him. The one guy that I was really hesitant to give up was Pierre Thomas, but I didn't mind giving up Andrew Luck. He has a really his playoff schedule is not awesome, especially if I'm fortunate enough to make it to the championship. He plays KC in week 16, so obviously you don't want your quarterback going up against KC. But if you have a guy like Luck, you can't really bench him. So I wanted to get rid of him.
Yeah.
And I ended up packaging him with, as I said, Pierre Thomas, Bobby Rainey, who had a big game, but it was against the Falcons. Everyone has a big game against the Falcons. And then also I threw in Aaron Dobson. He wanted Dobson. Dobson was a little throw-in. So I gave up a lot, but I mean, I got my guy. I traded 3 guys that I'm probably not going to be playing going into the playoffs. I want to get rid of my depth. And it's kind of funny that I bring up the Falcons, how bad the Falcons were against Rainey in the middle. I think it was after his second or third touchdown. I don't remember. Obviously, we have a rooting interest in the Falcons. And Joey texts me, and he just texts me with, "This is getting unwatchable." And I text him back with, "Shit, I have Rainey in 3 leagues." And he just, and all he answers was, "You're such a dick," and didn't text me the rest of the day. But I mean, hey man, when there's money on the line, sorry Thomas, I'm rooting for me. I know that's messed up, but man, I got a lot
man.
Of money riding on fantasy every week, so. You know, I was.
He has his.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. He has.
We want ours.
Yeah, so, I've getting so deep into fantasy, I've found myself not being so faithful to my teams.
You're a terrible.
I'm a terrible friend. I'm a terrible fan. My brother hates me because he'll call me during the Raider game, and I'll be like, "Yeah, that sucks, but man, this guy's crushing it for me." He's like, "Dude, I don't even want to talk to you." But anyway, let's get into what do you guys think about that trade? It gave me Aaron Rodgers, and it filled out Sam's roster, who he, I mean, he was actually kind of struggling. He had some pretty bad players starting, so it really gave him a bump as far as top to bottom. But what do you guys think?
Yeah, I think I definitely think that it was a great trade. I mean, we all know what Aaron Rodgers can do, and hopefully, you know, well, not hopefully for me.
Yeah, you want him to do
he
bad.
He stays
yeah.
out, but you know, yeah, but like you know, when the guy comes in, he's gonna ball out.
Yeah,
and that's just kind of the way it is. So obviously, it solidifies you in that role. And you had a bunch of people that I don't know. Like, I think sometimes it gets tough when you have like a bunch of guys that can do something, and you're struggling to figure out who you want to put
yeah,
in. So
I mean,
when you get rid of depth and pick up like other players, it kind of, you know, makes your decision a little bit easier as well. So I thought it was a great trade actually on both parts. I thought Sam made out well, and I think like my whole thing is in the league, it seems like some people feel that in order to make a deal that somebody's got to get ripped off, and it doesn't necessarily
right.
always
right.
have to be that
Absolutely.
way. Like it could be a deal like this that like both sides like came through and
yeah
made a
it
deal.
Definitely
That's my opinion.
It definitely is, like you said, sometimes hard when you're trying to do a balancing act and you got a lot of players. So I definitely made my decision making easier. I, like you said, when Aaron Rodgers comes back, I don't know if you guys got a chance to look at the article that I put out last week. It was just going over playoff matchups, just based on. I don't look at fantasy points allowed so much as schedule adjusted fantasy points. It's just a metric that a couple websites do that adjust fantasy points allowed based on who they're playing. It gives you a lot more accurate assessment. And Aaron Rodgers has or the Packers have the best matchup for quarterbacks. They get Atlanta in week 14, Dallas in week 15, Pittsburgh in week 16. I mean, we already talked about Atlanta. And then Bobby Rainey had a huge game, but I wanted to unload him before the playoffs. He doesn't have an awesome playoff schedule. His last 2 weeks of playoffs, 15 and 16, he gets San Francisco and St. Louis, who's actually been really good against the run. What do you think, Juan? How'd you view that deal going down?
Yeah, I thought it was a good trade. It worked out for both of you guys. I think it was good for both of you guys. I thought you gave up a lot just to get your quarterback. But if you look at your team, it's pretty much, it's your backups. You're not going to start them. It's hard to start. Oh, well, Pierre Thomas, actually, for today's game would have been amazing just with Sproles out and everything. Then it's good. It's a bit of a risk there because let's just say if Rodgers doesn't come back, because the last two quarterbacks who did have broken collarbones, they didn't come back. So it's a risk, and you're willing to pretty much risk your whole season on it, on getting that, or else you're gonna you're sticking with picking up a quarterback on matchups. And then for Sam, I think injuries hurt him, mainly of course Aaron Rodgers, but I think he had other ones that hurt him, and this basically fills out his whole team.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
for playoffs, this is going to be just interesting just because his team just got that much stronger, and whoever makes it, they're going to have a tough task.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely like you said, I gave up a lot, but we've been going back and forth for really like 2 weeks on Rodgers, and I was just trying to package, luck with one other guy. And then when I picked up Rainey when he had that big game, it really opened up an opportunity it's a waiver wire pickup that I got 1 week ago.
Yeah.
So, it feels like you're giving up nothing. And then the Pierre Thomas, like I said, was the hard one. And he said he was interested in Dobson. So I said, hey, why not throw in Dobson? So on the surface, it looks like I gave up a lot, but I mean, I'm willing to take on the risk. Like I said, Andrew Luck plays Casey in week 16. So if I am fortunate enough to make it that far, I'm almost not even starting him anyway. So I mean, if for some reason Rodgers doesn't come back, I'm not scared to play
for him. I really don't like Breeze's schedule, but when you were offered, I mean, obviously if you're going to ask for Breeze, you're going to throw in Luck for me. And I was like, I'm not touching Luck.
Yeah,
so
that was another.
The deal was done at that point where it's like, man, I just can't do it. And I told you the only one that I would have done it for was Stafford.
Yeah.
And I didn't really talk
to
Jeff
about Stafford,
too,
actually.
But I did a little bit. And he just kind of he wanted a tight end. He wanted
Yeah.
Julius Thomas. And I wasn't really trying to give up Julius Thomas at that point, even though I don't like Breeze's schedule because he faces Carolina
Right.
twice for the playoffs. And I was like, I guess I could have talked to him a little more to try to see if I could have got Stafford or whatever. But I just figured, you know what? This has been my team. I'm going to stick with it. Let's just see if I could get to playoffs. I mean, obviously, I think you, Sam, and Sonny have the stronger
Yeah.
teams, and this is going to be really tough. It's based on matchups. Once it gets to the playoff schedule, is how tough of a matchup does that guy have against the other
Yeah.
team? And it doesn't
Yeah, definitely.
matter. Like all of the weeks just don't
Right.
matter at
Yeah,
all.
it's I
So
mean,
who
yeah,
knows?
it's I mean, once you get into the tournament, anything can happen, but you brought up you brought up the Saints schedule. They're playing Carolina twice during the playoffs, and that's another reason that I was everyone that I was trading with, I was kind of making Pierre Thomas and Le'Veon Bell interchangeable, whatever one they wanted, but Pierre Thomas facing Carolina twice is really, I wanted to hold on to Le'Veon and it worked out. So I was happy that I held on to Le'Veon instead. And yeah, I mean, like you said, you're trying to put yourself in a position. Really, you want to win the championship. So Pierre Thomas would have been nice to have in terms of hoping to get a first round bye. It looks like Sonny's pretty much locked up one first round bye, and then there's three of us at 7-4.
Hey, hey guys, can you hear me?
Oh,
I'm
no
sorry.
worries. Yeah, you're good. But like I said, I'd rather put myself in a position to win a championship, not play to get a first round bye. I mean, it'd be nice to, but you really, when you're kind of locked into the playoffs, you really want to be looking at that championship. So hopefully I get a shot to do it. It'd be nice to get that first round bye and only have to win two games. But
That's the other thing that I was going to talk about, so we can talk about it for next week. I mean, next year. But I don't think anybody should have a first round bye. I think we should go to week 14, and then the final four teams play out week 15 and 16 for playoffs.
Yeah,
So I'll just throw that out there.
that's an interesting thought. I mean,
Just,
it's
yeah, just,
I think the
I don't like the
yeah
byes. I don't think you should have a bye in
yeah
fantasy.
it's
That's
definitely,
just.
I mean, that's a whole nother conversation. We could go back and forth on that, but that is an interesting thought. But let's move on to the next trade. We'll just do the one that was a little wasn't as huge of a blockbuster, but it was still pretty big balance shifter, I think. Sonny, you received Tom Brady and sent Terrence Williams to Marcus. Why don't you talk a little bit about how that trade ended up going down?
Pretty much, I still have a tension headache from trying to make a deal with Marcus. Like, it was like oh my gosh, he put me through the
I
ringer.
could only
Like, we were going back and forth like for quite some time, and like I was just sitting and watching like Brady sit on Marcus's bench, and I was like, what the hell? I just like, could I please just get
How did
this guy
Marcus end
off
up
of
with
you?
Brady? He
Okay,
picked him
so
up
this
off
is
a
what happened.
waiver because Jason
Oh
dropped
wow,
him.
yeah. Wow.
Jeff, yeah, Jeff,
And I think
well no,
Jeff,
the thing
actually,
is,
after Jason dropped him, Jeff picked him up, and then Jeff
yeah,
dropped him.
wow. The
I don't know
same
for
day.
who. Yeah,
And
the same
like,
day.
wow.
And then
And
Marcus
then
decided to just jump in and
wow, I
grabbed him.
guess anytime you're in a league where RG3 and Tom Brady are getting dropped back and forth, that's a good league to be in. Wow, yeah, I remember seeing Brady, and I'm pretty sure I tried to grab my I never noticed Marcus got him, but
Yeah, as soon as Jeff got him, I was like, oh great, well I can't get him. And then I saw that he dropped him. I figured that he was gonna go back on waivers, and like I was gonna put a claim on him. And then he was all of a sudden on Marcus's team, and Marcus showed us
Oh
that
yeah, the
rule that
back and forth, yeah.
once,
So that, which is a good rule. I didn't even know it was in there, but yeah, that's a good thing. So you can't.
Yeah, I would have thought he went back to
That's a
waivers,
no, but
so
that's a really good
that
rule
was
because then you would
smart
have
on his
people,
part.
picking up and dropping just to do blocks, and that'd be that's kind of,
Yeah, definitely.
but yeah.
I think he pretty much got Tom Brady for
Yeah,
free,
I mean,
my opinion. Terrence Williams has been struggling
well.
lately, and Miles Austin is coming back. And they pretty much said that Miles Austin would go in into that number two role, and because Terrence Williams has been struggling. So, yeah, I
Well, I
mean,
mean, I just
that's
think
my
it,
opinion. And
yeah, it
plus,
just
Sonny
depends
has
on.
a shitload of wide receivers. It really doesn't matter.
Yeah, we'll get into his gluttony of receivers on the next trade, but he definitely didn't. Marcus, I mean, didn't receive what he should have. I think he could have looked at, probably done a little more research into teams that were thinking about getting a quarterback, and maybe got more like Juan. You harped on it. I was going to bring up the same thing about Miles Austin coming back, and the Dallas beat reporter said the same thing that you said, that Miles Austin's going to be the number two guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you city.
I had to jump on it. I've been struggling at wide receiver all season long, really. And I just figured, you know what? Before these guys go, let me just go grab Randall Cobb. Because if I'm facing you at one point, I would love to have Randall Cobb with Aaron Rodgers at QB and Miles Austin. So that's kind of was my thinking of it. It's just.
I think Miles Austin's definitely the guy you want to have. So Marcus didn't. I don't like the trade that much, but especially when a guy that I'm competing with gets Tom Brady. But I mean Tom Brady struggled, so I mean it's but it was an upgrade. Who are you starting?
I was
Foles.
starting
Oh
Foles,
yeah.
and
And
so my
yeah.
whole deal is that if Vic comes back and whatever, Chip Kelly decides to be stupid and start him, I'm gonna have somebody like that's a reliable
Yeah, well, it's
starter
really good to
that I
have
can plug
options. I
in
mean,
there.
you got Foles, Cap,
Yeah.
who's, I mean, it's gonna be hard to put Cap in any lineup, and Brady. So, I mean,
Yeah.
it's definitely a good thing to go into the playoffs and be able to play the matchups with, I mean, top 10 quarterbacks, really. And then on Marcus's end, he's sitting at, I think his record is he 4-7? Four and seven. So I mean, he's actually still in the playoff hunt. If he wins out 6-7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Mikey and Jeff are still 5-6. So if they all somehow finish with a 6-7 record, and then Juan, you're 6-5. So if three teams finish with a 6-7 record, someone under 500 could get in the playoffs. And Marcus asked me about it earlier in the week. When there's that three-way tie, the head-to-head, there, unless one team beat both the other teams, it's going to go to points because it's going to have all those head-to-head mix-ups. So he's still mathematically he's still in it. He won a receiver, and I guess I mean, it's again one of those things where if you have someone on your bench and you need a position, if he thinks he needed a receiver, then I mean when you're starting Nate Washington, Jericho Cotchery, you need to get someone. So I mean, if no one else was biting at all, you might as well get someone that you can
Yeah,
to start.
he wanted Bolden and
Yeah,
just did not give
yeah,
it
that
to him.
makes sense. But hey, I mean, who knows? Terrence Williams has had some big games earlier in the year, so he got a position that he was in need of. Now we'll move on to the trade that almost wasn't. The Sonny traded with Joey, owner of No Julio, for Joey sent Wes Welker and received Keenan Allen, Anquan Boldin, and Riley Cooper. And that was
Cooper.
the
Yes.
Koopa, and that was the trade deadline. It wasn't a fiasco. I just wanted to make sure that the league was knew what was going on before I. They just saw this dropping and adding like at noon after that. They'd be like, what the hell? So I didn't have too much of a problem with it. I just wanted everyone to know what was going on. And, I just woke up and I saw like, hey, push these trades through. I was like, oh shit, I haven't had to be a commissioner all year. Let me check out what's going on. But yeah, I mean, you're already sitting with by far the best receiving core in the league, and then you add Wes Welker, who, I mean, he's been struggling a little bit lately. He's had a couple two not Wes Welker games, but and then he got that concussion. But it sounds like he's gonna be fine with that concussion. Why don't you get into how that trade ended up going down?
Basically, after I saw that I had Brady, which pretty much Marcus put through, I think like at 7:45 in the morning or something like that. I texted Joey at like 8 in the morning. I was like, "Let's make a deal for Welker," and he was driving home, and like, he got home at like 8:15, and like we started talking about it, and I started driving to work and just going back and forth with him. And basically, I had three guys that I could put in my flex position with Bolden, Keenan Allen, who I'm really high on. Keenan Allen, I think he's gonna do great like the rest of the year, and Riley Cooper. So I was like, I want one guy that I know has a chance of just like going crazy and putting me like what I would say over the top, and Wes Welker was that
I
guy.
mean,
So
he's obviously, everyone knows he's a huge PPR guy, and then I mean, it's ridiculous. You really have four potential top 10 wide receivers on your team now, and wide receivers, the position that really tends to blow up. I mean, if you're looking at those 30, 40 point games, it's usually from a wide receiver, not a running back. So I mean, I wouldn't, you could, I mean, you could potentially be breaking 200 every week with this lineup. Welker's the guy that I was trying to get from Joey. We just couldn't figure out a deal. I think he wanted to trade me Welker, but one of his arguments was, typical Joey fashion. He goes, "Yeah, but if I trade you Welker, then it's just gonna put you over the top, and everyone's gonna be chasing you." And I'm like, "Well, that's not a great reason to not make a trade." But all right, like he was like, "It'll make my." He agreed that his team would get better, but he didn't want my team to get too good. So I was like, "All right, I mean, hey, that's a reason to not trade. I get it."
the whole league like makes at this point like this. It is I'm not, he didn't make that argument with me luckily, because I think he just understood that those three guys will like instantly be in his lineup and give him an upgrade.
I mean, and
Yeah, I talked to Joey when was it? When Julio Jones went down. And I tried to get Marcus Colston because they said, "Oh, he'll have an upswing and he'll be start getting better," because it was after the bye or something. So I tried to get him, and but I mean, he was just doing terrible. His first half of the season for Colston was just terrible. So I wasn't going to give up too much because I mean, there's still a risk there. We don't know what's going to happen. But so we worked on it for a long time. We just couldn't work out a deal. I mean, plain and simple, he wants like a decent receiver at least back, and then a running back. And I didn't have like say a decent receiver. I got Mike Wallace and Stevie Johnson, which is just kind of like, oh, you don't just never know what the heck could happen with them. So he wasn't really feeling it, and pretty much we finalized it as, we just can't work out a deal. Like our two teams, we just couldn't do it. I mean, if I had more depth in my team, then it would have worked out. But I think both of you guys' teams have that depth that could help them. And I told him, I was like, "Dude, you know what you need to do is get rid of Marshawn Lynch and Wes Welker, because if your team's in trouble right now, you need to work out a 2-for-1, a 3-for-1. I mean, depending on what you could get, I mean, but you need to improve your team." So that's pretty much what I told him. And then when I saw this trade go through, I was like, "Man, Sonny's getting Wes Welker.
Yeah,
That's
it's ridiculous.
crazy."
It's really ridiculous. And then,
And then after that, I was like, "But then I see his three wide receivers that's going to Joey," and it's like finally he pulled the trigger to make that move. I wasn't gonna take Welker unless I was gonna trade Decker, because I didn't want to have Welker and Decker. But and then after that, I'm like, I'm fine with Decker. I don't mind having Decker just because he's a cheaper Wes
He really
Welker.
is. I mean,
So
I mean, and
I
you have
just stick
Julius
with
Thomas
that.
Yeah.
on top of it. That'd be like three
Yeah.
Broncos on your team.
Yeah. And if Peyton Manning goes down, then it's pretty much done.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's not bad to have three Broncos, but still,
Yeah, that's
we just
true.
couldn't work out a deal. And
Yeah.
it didn't work out, but I thought it was a great trade for them. I mean, I didn't want it to happen because Joey actually had a bad matchup going into the game with me this week, maybe thinking Wes Welker might not play, and who is he gonna put in on the other third wide receiver spot? Who's he gonna put in as a flex spot? His bye weeks are just bad. right now, and he lost Marshawn Lynch
Yeah, for the bye.
on a bye week. So I was just thinking of it, man, I could have an easy victory, but now with him getting all these wide receivers, his team actually starts filling out. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see this
Yeah.
weekend. I definitely need this win to try to tie him.
Well, San Diego has a bad
So.
matchup at KC. Colston hasn't been doing much this game. I think he has maybe three catches. But yeah, on the surface, it's again one of those things where you look at it and you're like, wow, Sonny gave up a lot, but again, he had the depth, guys you're
Yeah,
not
when
gonna
you have the
play.
players to do
And
it,
so when you
yeah.
look at the teams, it really makes sense. Keenan Allen is obviously a guy that can put up wide receiver one numbers. He's been struggling a little bit lately, and now he has the little knee thing going on. But his playoff schedule is the last 2 weeks are good. Week 15, 16, he has Denver and Oakland. Week 14, he has the Giants, who are actually top 10 in adjusted fantasy points against wide receivers. They've actually been doing really well. So hopefully he can, for Joey, he can fade that bad matchup if he has to play in the first round. And yeah, I like it for both sides. Joey's team, just like Sam's, he filled out some spots that he was really struggling at. I mean, he was looking to start Golden Tate's on a bye, but I mean, he was looking at having Golden Tate and Greg Jennings, as two of his receivers, with starting possibly going into the playoffs, and you can't feel too good about your team if you're looking at that. It looks like he still has, and oh, Mario Manningham was his other one, and then I don't think you need to get too much into what it did for Sonny's team. It's I mean, we all just look at that, and I think all of us just keep shaking our heads when we look at the receivers. And I'm still mad at you guys for I didn't have any control of that because we were drafting at opposite ends of the draft. And I was just like, dude, well, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll.
I don't know. Go ahead,
Oh no, I
sorry.
was gonna say we'll see how it pans out. I mean, it the. The what looks like the top four teams in the league, all four of them I think got better, so it really made for a really crazy playoff run. It's really I'm very interested to see where these playoffs end up because it's gonna be a gauntlet. If you win the league this year, you've done well because it's stacked up now. I mean, it's really top heavy, and I don't want to predict the future. I don't want to say any of us are for sure gonna win, but if I'm the 5 and 6 seed, I'm just like, man, how can I even compete at this point? So Juan, I
Yeah,
don't know. I mean,
it's pretty tough just sitting on my
yeah,
end. I just look at both of your teams and it's like, fuck, how am I supposed to put up 200
yeah.
points against you guys? That's really what it boils down to. And it's like, but you just never know. Any week is just could
Yep. Yeah, I
change.
mean,
Any injuries that happen or something. I mean,
anytime you have Breeze, it makes it a little bit easier, so you can
a
rely
little
on
bit
that.
nicer. My running
Yeah.
backs, I lost Arian Foster. That obviously hurts. I mean, you can't lose your number one pick, or I mean number two, but first round pick just like that and think that you're going to be okay with it. I did go running back heavy, kind of, so I still got Giovanni Bernard, DeMarco Murray, Chris Johnson, and Danny Woodhead there, which is mainly just like, I mean, PPR for Danny Woodhead. He hasn't been the same because Matthews has been running the ball well, but I still got four solid running backs that I guess I could put in as my starting lineup. And you just never know. Like Giovanni Bernard, he could get 2 touchdowns, he could get 2 points.
Yeah,
I don't
it's tough.
know. So if they blow up at that point, hopefully they do it at the right time. But yeah, to put up 200 points against you guys, I don't know how that could happen. I see you guys as just putting up fucking 175, 190,
Yeah,
and I don't
I
even
hope.
know. I mean, how does Sonny lose
I know
twice? I don't understand. If I look at the standings and after that I see that you're on a 2-game losing streak, it's like,
Yeah, I mean,
how? I don't get. I mean, I think one
I
of
think
them
I lost
was
to the high sc
to
I think I lost to
Jason,
the high score 2 weeks
to the
in a
highest
row.
scorer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Okay, so those are just tough matchups that you have. It's like, I just hope I'm that one lucky
yeah.
guy. if I'm there at the end to win, that's really
Yeah, well, and then the
all I can
bye
hope
weeks are
for.
coming in, so you're gonna start. I mean, after this week, these scores are gonna go back up to the 200s just because everyone's gonna be at, full strength without buys. So
Starting
we'll start seeing those numbers shooting through the roof again. They kind of already started last week. I think Jaynor's team was at full strength, and his team got a lot better down the stretch. And
Man, am I glad that we're not like Jaynor went on that huge losing streak, because
yeah, his
his
team's
team
really good
right
now.
now
He
is
has
so
he ended up
scary.
with two he has two high
Yeah.
scores in two in the last 3 weeks, I think. So
Yeah,
I
yeah.
mean, there's still something to play for. Blair Walsh project is the only one that isn't. I mean, he needs to get you got to get a high score, Brandon, because everyone else playing has a shot at the playoffs. Wingless Buffaloes has his highest score, so Brandon's due to get something out of this league. He has a high score coming. I could feel it in my bones. Got 2 weeks left. But yeah, so it's awesome. We got eight of the teams are still vying for a playoff spot. Still got those. That's why we.
So two teams will be left out pretty much,
What's
right?
that?
I think there's two teams that are going to be left out. I think two are practically
Well,
done.
two, Jason and Brandon are out mathematically out of it, I believe. And then, oh, I guess Jason's, yeah, he's mathematically out of it. And then, but everyone else still has shot the playoffs.
Yeah, so six out of the eight will make it. Two will be left out.
Out of the ones vying for a
Out of the
spot, there's
playoffs,
still a lot.
the ones fighting for a spot, yeah.
There's eight guys that could still make it.
This is
So yeah,
crazy.
it's the home stretch. And then, if you get mathematically knocked out, there's always those daily and weekly leagues that I've been harping on. I know you've got on them. I don't think the rest of the league has jumped into it yet, but
Yeah, I'm gonna talk to you about
yeah,
that,
please do.
buddy.
I put out, like I said, I put out a weekly article just for Draft Street. There's a couple other things in the work with
I've never checked out Draft Street. I'm focused more on FanDuel.
FanDuel's
It's doing
each website. I mean,
good on.
we.
And I don't like the whole two
Oh,
quarterback
I
thing.
love two
I
quarterbacks. I
guess
want our league to be two quarterbacks next year.
it's kind of hard. I mean, it
100%
makes it
through.
harder,
That's why I love it. It's
but it's nice, I
it's
guess. It just
yeah. I
depends.
mean, we can end up doing a whole nother hour podcast just talking about the different sites. But Draft Street's one that prices well compared to some of the other sites. FanDuel's pricing is usually pretty poor. Just how they price their players, I don't think they adjust correctly. But yeah, everyone in the league, hop on. There's still, there's a lot of money flowing in the community right now because people are getting knocked out of, playoff contention. Like the casual fans, they still want some action, so they're jumping in these weekly leagues. A lot of big tournaments are starting to pay out because it's towards the end of the season, so there's some extra money flowing into the daily and weekly economy. Basketball season started, so those basketball players are getting tickets to football tournaments. So, keep an eye out. I got a couple things in the work with a couple other websites, hopefully, that I can get on and do some daily stuff for them too. So always, if anybody wants to dish a little bit about the sites, I can let everyone know some different strategies that I've been using. I've been doing pretty well. Different what sites are good for what, where to play tournaments, where to play heads up, where to play 50-50s. That's what I've been spending all my time on lately, is this daily. So I encourage you guys to check it
Nice.
out. Check out the articles I'm putting out, and I hope the whole oh, Thomas just made a nice play. And hopefully the everyone in the league can hit me up. Feel free, shoot me a text, and I'll be more than happy to jump on Skype with you or just talk over text. I mean, I'm putting out, four spreadsheets with about, 8 or 9 pages every week just to come up with my custom value rankings. So it's fun stuff. So, all right. Good
Sounds
luck the
good.
rest of the way, guys. It's gonna be a fun stretch. That was definitely our most exciting trade deadline to date in 3 years of this league. So that was
Yeah,
cool. That was an
definitely.
exciting trade deadline, and we haven't really had
Absolutely.
anything like that before. So good luck to everyone, unless you're playing against me. Still 2 more weeks or 3 more weeks to get some high score money in there. So good luck to those guys that still got something to play for, even if you're not in the playoff hunt. I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for your time.
Bust it. 10 for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females, get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served and you're stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes to groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move. Someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a light of hope, so don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust the move.